Okay, hey gang. So after some technology foolery, trickery, we've moved the party to Skype because my webinar ninja is not recognizing my audio. But this is how things happen sometimes. You just gotta roll with it and roll with the punches, as they say. So welcome to our first office hours for the on-camera boot camp. And look, we've got the lovely Katie here and Sandra who are joining me live for the chat. Yay, you guys. It's so nice to see you. So let's dive in. First, actually, for you guys, I want to do a little bit of quick housekeeping with you so that we are all on the same page. First thing I want you to do is to, if you have any questions, to kind of like have them ready, and if anything pops up, we can certainly address them as we're going along. Sound good? Yeah? Okay. So first up, I just want to quickly say that it's been a very, very, very quiet week in the group, and I understand this stuff can be really, really scary to get started with. So, and I know we are busy, we all have lives, and we got things to do, but I do want to encourage you to make sure that you dive into the content. And Katie, I know you are just getting to the party right now, and you're just starting to dive in, so that's cool too. But just know that it's important to get into the work and to start doing the assignments because, as I've mentioned in the group a couple times, when you learn something and don't take any action, you won't see any progress. Like, it's kind of a simple thing, but if you just absorb the information or kind of check out a video or two and then just get freaked out and don't dive in, or you get distracted and you don't dive in, then you won't actually start getting better on camera. It's actually really, really important to go through the process and to, watch the videos, do the exercises in your sweet sheets, and also to dive in with your video missions. And those are all listed with your training. So it's time to start pressing record, guys. It's time to start posting in the group. Those of you who were in the group, you know that I put out a challenge today offering up a free 30-minute session with me next week to the first person who posted their first video mission in the group. And our delightful only man in the group this round was representing the testosterone very nicely. And he posted his first video in the group. So he won a 30-minute session with me next week. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to use that time with him in order to help him dive into the second module. So I think since we have a shy class this time around, I'm going to offer this every single week. So the first person every week who dives in and does that first video mission from that module is going to get a 30-minute session with me for the following week. Okay? Because honestly, like, I just want you guys to do the work because I know what is possible, and I know that this system can work for you. So I'm giving you some incentive to make sure that you dive in and move through your fear and move through any of the nervousness and awkwardness you might be feeling and post it. Like, post that. It's totally okay to be nervous and awkward right now. It's totally like that's where you start. So the videos that you post in the group, these video missions that you guys have as assignments, should feel pretty awkward right now. Like, this isn't an instant fix. But in the next few weeks, if you do it consistently, oh my gosh, you won't believe the difference. It's gonna be really cool. Okay? All right, so that's my little service announcement on my little soapbox. So I guess let's dive in. We have with Miss Katie and Sandra, if you guys have any questions or concerns, or you're wondering about the process, or you are feeling too overwhelmed to get started. There's no question too small or too big in here. So feel free to ask questions. And I know, Sandra, you've got lots on your plate with earthquakes and all sorts of stuff going on down in New Zealand. So, you do have a bit of a pass, but not a huge, huge pass, but a bit of a pass.
Yeah, that's right. Because I've done up to about module 12 in the on camera boot camp already. So should I sh do you want me to still participate and introduce
Course.
myself again?
Yeah, of course, because we've got a new brand new crop of students, and they
Okay.
haven't met you on video or in
And I
person yet.
don't bite.
Yeah, exactly. So why don't you tell them a bit about so people can get to know you a bit about your journey so far, because I know there's been a lot going on, and sometimes, and I am guilty of it, and I'm going to say guilty, but I've done it myself where I have a course, then life comes up and happens, and you're like, ah, I need to put this on the side. So tell me a bit about your process and where you're at as far as the on-camera bootcamp is concerned and your journey getting comfortable on camera.
Well, the bootcamp was, like, it was really, really fabulous for me, and, like, I feel so much more confident now. I've put my, you know, my first little live video out into the world, which didn't have my face on it, but, you know, I've got a live video out there.
Yep.
And it's had over, you know, about 1K worth of views. So that was, you know, going from nothing to great reach just overnight. And then this man happened to see it in one of the big artists group, and he said, can I share it to the World Art Cams? And it went off to there, and it just grew from there. So, you know, just putting yourself out there and doing little pieces is really fabulous. And so where I'm at now is I've taken on board what Sarah discussed with me last year, and I'm actually going to get my little YouTube video channel going, and it's summer here, so I'm actually going to take my art to the beach and going to try some slow motion sort of images with the art in the foreground and the sea in the background. Don't know if it's going to be a success yet, because we actually haven't had much of a summer. It's actually fine today, but it hasn't been. So that's where I'm at. But as Sarah mentioned, we had a massive 7.8 magnitude earthquake here in November, and I have an earthquake, a seriously earthquake damaged house. So I'm in the process of actually moving everything out of that house because it's at risk of collapse. Yeah. So, you know, life does come along, and you do sometimes have things on hold. Hi, Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Nice to meet you, Sandra. So, Sarah was just asking me to sort of tell you, because I was part of the last group, but I just didn't finish it because we had a massive 7.8 magnitude earthquake here. And that so happens to be my father's house, and my father passed away last year. So I've got a big job removing everything out of this house. So I'm just kind of finishing off here. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Carol.
And how are you doing with your comfort level right now? Because I know you've been in and out of the course. And where are you at right now, and how can I help guide you in this round?
I still feel very nervous about actually putting things out there. You know, I'm much more confident, but I kind of go, oh, should I go live on Instagram, you know? But I've done a couple of little live tests in the Facebook group, and it's a great place, people. Everybody is really supportive. They're not going to bite your heads off if you make a mistake or anything. Just go there, and I go in when all you guys are asleep, and I go live just to practice. So it's a great space for that, because nobody can see you. So you kind of iron your mistakes out. And then when you do go live, it's not going to be, if you want to do that, it's not going to be a great big huge thing. So that's my first thing, is just getting my first video ready for my page and for my YouTube channel.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, Sandra, like with you, it's been really neat, you know, that you were part of the first run of the boot camp, and that this is a home for you for life, you know, like as long as this boot camp is running, you can post in the group till the cows come home and take chances, you know. And I understand, like, there's that thing around putting yourself out there that can be really, really scary. And I, just because I'm a video person, I come from an acting background, doesn't mean I'm immune to being afraid to put myself out there. I face that. I still face that. I'm a natural introvert. I would be much happier in the woods somewhere, like by myself, and not online with people looking at me. Yeah, you know, like I would much rather be just hiding out somewhere. But I recognize that it's really important to, like, if you want to do something with your life, you have to put yourself out there. You can't just always be hibernating in the woods or being, you know, letting the fear own you. And I'll say this too, Sandra, for you. You know, I think as we start moving through this, and Ian and Katie, you guys will start to recognize this as we move forward, is the connection to why you're doing this gets more and more important, so that your reason why is stronger than your fear. so that that thing that's holding you back, keeping you from posting, keeping you from putting something out there, or even keeping you from diving into this training, if your fear is higher than your reason for doing it, like it's so much harder, whatever it is, whether it's video or marketing or I don't know, whatever, you know, jumping out of an airplane, which I have done. Actually,
definitely.
I'll tell you this. So I jumped out of an airplane, probably almost 10 years ago now, something like nine years ago. And I'm terrified of planes. I'm afraid of flying and heights. I'm a nervous Nelly. Like whenever I get on a plane, I am so freaking scared. Like my mind does tricks on me and it's just awful. It's a huge phobia of mine. It's ridiculous. But because I love traveling, because I want to see the world, because some of my family doesn't live here, because I believe traveling feeds my life. I decided I wanted to get over my fear of flying, so I jumped out of a plane. And while it didn't cure my fear of flying, it did improve my life, you know? Like, I have that memory, and I had, of course, I'm a video person, so I had them make a video of me doing the jump. Maybe I'll share it in the group for you guys. But no, like, you see my face. I was completely terrified. But I tend to be this person, like, even though I'm an introvert, even though like I'm really comfortable by myself or with my close network of friends and family, I'm also an actor and I'm also a director, and I put myself out there on grand scales, you know? I'm a teacher. I work with entrepreneurs. Like, I can't be a wallflower. But because my reason why is really strong, I have a strong desire to communicate with people, to express myself, and to also elevate others. That is much bigger than my fear of putting myself out there. So I want you guys to know, like, you're not alone. Even among with your teacher, you're not alone in this, because I have been there and I still do live there. Like, I am never not, no, I won't say that. There's lots of times when I do this, I'm not afraid. Like, when I press record, I generally am not afraid anymore. It's something that I have, you know, worked through, and I enjoy it. I actually enjoy being in front of the camera. But, you know, that hit publish thing can be harder, you know? It can be that moment where you're like, ah, what am I doing? People are going to see me, and then I'm going to have to interact with them. That's the, you know, introvert in me that's like, ugh, what does this mean if I have to put videos out there? But my reason why compels me to do it. It says, no, look, chick, get over yourself, do it, you know? Like, you just, it's taking that step and knowing your why. Like, for me to jump out of a plane, my reason why was I felt like I could get over the fear. I felt like I'm going to face this fear head on. Because, you know, they always say, like, do the thing that scares you most. That's the way you get through it. So,
excellent.
Yeah. So I just keep, like, I keep flying. I keep getting on planes and going to visit my sister. I'm heading to Tobago in February. And my brother's getting married. I will be scared on the plane and every little bit of turbulence. Like, I'm literally, like, white-knuckled and holding onto the seat or the person next to me. But I do it. And the benefit on the other end is, like, oh, my God, I'm about to see my brother get married in Tobago. You know, my brother, who I never thought would get married because he had issues, man, you know, but because he has, you know, he's gone through this transformation, I'm able to get on a plane because I'm not going to let the fear own me. And I'm able to go experience on a beach, see my brother get married to the love of his life, you know. So for me, like, my reason why for flying and facing that extraordinary fear, like, it's a phobia, it's a huge fear. It's something similar for you guys to start thinking about as you're making videos. And even in this early process, when you're first getting started, to really consider, like, you know, what is the benefit for me? Like, let's really consider that. And what is the benefit for my clients? Okay. So that's just something I wanted you guys to start thinking about. We do go deeper into this in a later module, but because there's been resistance in the group to posting, I want to start feeding that little bit to you guys right now. Is to really start to consider, like, you know, why am I doing, like, you know, what do I get out of this, and what do my clients get out of this? You know, maybe you make someone smile that day. Imagine making your practice video, your video mission for the group, and you make one of us feel like, you know, one of your fellow students relate to you and go, oh, I've been there before. I understand how scared they're feeling, you know? So food for thought. Okay, let's dive in. Katie, welcome. Yes. You're a late addition. It's great to
late
see
edition.
You. do you have any, or I guess let me ask you where you're at right now. You know you're just diving into the videos and the training. Where are you coming from with your relationship to video, and where are you right now?
Well, like I've wanted to do videos for years, and I started with courses years ago and then never did anything. I did a little one with my son, which is really cute, when he was younger, and I still got that, which is a nice memory, but I never went public until recently. I participated in a video challenge, and I did seven. Every day I did a Facebook Live thing with a tip on related to my work, which is helping people write books. And that was wonderful. It really got rid of a lot of my fear. Now, what I need to know now is how to make them more professional and also just continue the progress. Because since that was that 7 days, well, there was Christmas and there's all kinds of things happening, but I haven't done another one.
Yeah.
So this will help.
Yeah.
And just get tips for, well, making it better, because I think I was surprised, actually, it worked pretty well once I, you know, I mean, I do it countless times, you know, takes and everything. It'd be nice just to do one take and get it done, but I'd or flub or whatever, but you know, I'd get it done. So, yeah, and what actually my big question, and you may deal with it later, I find it quite hard to... like I had tips, and I like to be able to, not to read them, but to look at them occasionally, so I, you know, stay on track.
Yeah.
And I found, one, it was hard to do that and not look like I was looking up or down.
Sure.
Which I think is really important if you're integrating it into your business. And the other thing was, even when I wasn't trying to look down or up, sometimes it's really hard to position things so it looks like you're looking into the other person's eyes. And the other thing is, the problem is these, because that also has a reflection.
Yes.
Also the whole thing of how to get half decent lighting in, you know, wherever I happen to be at that time.
Sure.
So those are a few technical things I'd like
sure.
to know, as well as just getting more confidence.
Yeah. So, lighting is going to come, really simple lighting is going to come, like if you're out somewhere and you're trying to figure out the lighting and all that, that comes in week four. And then we'll dive into semi-pro lighting and how to like use actual lights in week five. So that is coming. Okay. So, but for right now, let's keep you focused on, you know, pressing that record button with consistency, right? So what I will say about, you know, if you have talking points and things like that that you are trying to remember. Well, actually, let me back up. I am not a one-take wonder. Okay, I want to clear that up. I am a multi-take wonder. As many takes as it takes wonder. You know, for me, I use editing to my advantage. You know, I'm also very easy on myself. Like, doing the one-take wonder is a certain skill set. And it's, some people can do it, like, so easily. And I'm like, how do you do that? You know? But no, I am not a one-take wonder. I'm a multi-take wonder, you know, because I don't let... A lot of times if people do multiple takes, they get increasingly more frustrated with themselves. And they go, oh my God, I just suck at this.
Yes.
And as you're going along, the first one, you're like, okay, I can do it. And by the last one, you're like, oh my God, just give me a drink. Like, you know, it's like, I just can't do this. Well, the truth is, like, you know, most people aren't one-take wonders. It's easier to be a one-take wonder in a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, an actual conversation, like if you're being interviewed for something, or, you know, like a talk back. I just did a talk back with Katie last week for authors. And it's easier in person when you have a dialogue going with people, or if you're being interviewed. You know, it's much easier to just kind of have that conversation. But when you're just staring at the camera, unless you've fully memorized your thing, which I don't recommend, don't worry about it.
I don't want it.
Yeah, do as many takes as it needs, because it's an energy thing. Video is about energy. It's not about perfection. So what I will say, like, say you have your talking points, and I use talking points for all my videos right now. I don't use a teleprompter, which is, you know, when you can read it. That's what, like, news reporters use. I don't use that currently. I just use talking points, and I use editing. And I use those two together to make my, what seems like a seamless video, right? But if you have, like, say you're doing a casual video, like it's Facebook Live or something like that, and you're like, so you're going through the 7 points to creating a masterpiece, okay? If you are like, I don't remember what the next points are because I just created these. This isn't something I talk about all the time. This is like something I'm doing as a tip right now. It's okay. Like, go get a pretty, like a nice looking book. I don't have any around me right now, but go get a nice book. Like, I have these gold books and stuff that write the points down and incorporate that as part of what you're doing. You can say, hey, it's story time. And here I'm going to read you, I'm going to tell you 7 points that I'm going to be doing. So you have permission to look down. So it doesn't look awkward where you're like, hey, and I'm going to stare directly at the camera, and I'm just like, la, 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 and you're like, shit, what did I have to say? And you're like, oh, where's my, and you're looking all over, and you're like, okay, no, now I know. And like you can do yourself a favor and incorporate your notes as part of what you're doing, you know? Like, make it easy for yourself. I'm a big fan of making it easy for yourself. So even if it's like these practice videos, if you're like, okay, I have, let's, I don't know, if I ask you what's your favorite color and that's your video mission and you're like, okay, and you're staring at the thing, you're like, I totally forgot my favorite color is, just bringing that piece of that book up, and it's like, oh right, it's blue. Like, allow right now, especially, allow the mistakes, the hiccups, the I forgot what I was going to say, all that stuff, allow that stuff to happen right now. Because beyond that, on the other side of a mistake is, like, you. You know, like, for example, today, like, and it's never going to be, well, sometimes it'll be perfect, but a lot of times there's, like, going to be weird things or something happens, a light falls, or, like, today my audio wasn't working, so, you know, you come up with another thing. But if you guys saw, like, when I was trying to fix the audio in the Webinar Ninja site, like, I didn't let it get me down. I was kind of, like, laughing, giving you guys a thumbs up, like, let me see if I can fix this. Oh, I can't fix this. Let me try this. You know, but because I know it's just about finding a solution, it's not personal. Like, my microphone and computer not working with that application, it wasn't a personal statement of my abilities. You know what I mean? It wasn't a personal statement of me as a video person. It was just like, no, shit happens. And let me just move through it. So even with these video missions, if you do, like, say you're on your 10th take, your 10th wonder take, and you're like, oh, but man, I don't know, like, I stuttered at that one point, or I forgot what I was going to say, and then I came back, like, that's okay. Because again, I say, like, interesting things happen on the other side of mistakes. So if you make a mistake and you just stop and you go, screw it, I need to start over, see what happens if you keep rolling. Okay, because there's something in film that we call happy accidents. And when you're creating a film project, you plan and you plan and you plan, because there's a lot of money that goes into making films. You plan like crazy, but you hope for happy accidents to happen. You know, an actor forgets their line and comes up with some improvised thing. Or, you know, a light falls, but, oh wow, look at the shadows it created in the shot. You know, a dog ran past and it wasn't supposed to be, but look, it just created a beautiful metaphor in that moment. So you never know what your mistakes will actually lead you to. And it's also an opportunity for you to choose how you respond to those mistakes. Because in video, oftentimes people err to the negative. So you make a mistake and you start getting hard on yourself. You make a mistake and you're getting hard on yourself. You make a mistake and you're like, oh, I can't do this. And your energy's getting lower and lower and lower, and you're getting more negative on yourself. It's very, very common. If you experience it, you're not alone. And, like, I've even been through that, you know, in my journey, learning how to get comfortable on camera. But what I've learned is it's so much better to err towards the positive. And this is coming up too. Sorry, I'm, like, talking about things that are coming. But I do want you guys to start getting in the right mindset for this stuff. Okay? So Katie, like, you have permission to use whatever resources you want in order to get through your videos. Whatever you want. You want, like, a clipboard. You want to write your notes on your hands. And you can say, hey, guys, I wrote my notes on my hands. I think the biggest thing is, like, just don't lie to people. It's okay if you don't remember all your points. Put it, like, just own it. Make something of it instead of try to pretend like you're perfect and then forget what you're going to say. And then, you know, again, you're like, where is my note? What was I going to say next? And you're like, you know, or crickets, like you're just a deer caught in the headlights and you're just staring at the camera going, I don't know.
I was watching Brendan Bouchard in one of his videos the other day, and he has sticky notes all over the place. Oh. And he's just like, sure. He looks at his note, he pulls it out. He's like, SMART goals, they suck. And then he'll talk about SMART goals and kind of off the cuff. But he has like probably a stack of 10 sticky notes, and that's how he goes through his talking points without actually doing the reading thing. It's kind
of
neat.
Yeah. I say, like, I'm a big fan of just using what your strengths are and being clever around your weaknesses. You know, so if a weakness of yours is just remembering what to say, yeah, just like get the sticky notes or grab a nice book or write it on your hand or, you know, any something that makes sense to you, you know?
And people say that, I guess.
What's that?
Oh, I was just thinking, you know, if you wrote a number, like it could be sort of interesting. Hey, my two tips for today
It could be. Exactly. Exactly.
And then it'll be back to front.
What's that?
And then it'll be back to front. If you do the hand thing and you write on it, the camera will reverse it. Be really amusing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And once your palms start to sweat, it'll all rub off anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Yeah.
For that one.
But you don't have to be perfect. Again, and being clever about your weaknesses is a big part of doing videos. Being clever, like... you know, I've never been good at memorizing. And so as an actor, like having to go into audition and I'd have, you know, pages of script to memorize the night before, I'd just be like stressing so hard about it. And then what would happen sometimes is I would be stressed so much about memorizing because it's not a good skill of mine that I would get into the audition room and completely be flat, no energy, or just, you know, I'd be so thinky about what to say. That the really important stuff of like falling in love with that character, of empowering that person, you know, doesn't happen. And you walk out and you're like, that was crap. I got the words, but I didn't move anybody. Right? So I say, like, for me as an actor, I wish I could have just gone in with like my sticky notes or like written on my hands and just be like, hey, what's up? La, la, la. You know? But it's a different industry. But in what you guys are doing, you can make it your own and make it easy for you. I like the thing about making videos is making it achievable and doable for you. You know, so because it's one of those things where if you hit bump up to resistance with this stuff, you know, you may run for the hills because your fear and, you know, I don't know, the nervousness around it can really stop people in their tracks if they bump up with something that they go, oh, I can't do that, you know? Like I hear from people all the time, oh, I can't memorize stuff, so I can't make videos. Like, no, you don't have to memorize, so what's your excuse now? Like, you know what I mean? Does that make sense, Katie?
And I wouldn't, like, could you put sticky notes? Like, do you always have to show it? I mean, I'm thinking maybe sticky notes on the I find it a little hard to read the computer. Mm-hmm. But if you had sticky notes on the computer screen, that might, but still, like, it's still where your eyes go. It's
Katie,
really
I honestly have the same challenge that you do.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What I did today... For my 1 minute, I had maybe 5 different points, and I put them as close to the camera as I could.
Right. Okay.
But you still, if you watch yourself, you still see your eyes dart. Even if it's a half an inch, it's enough. So forget it. I like the idea that Sarah was talking about kind of like doing it in chunks. Right? You didn't say it, but that's what I kind of got from it. Do it in a chunk and then edit that chunk. So
Eventually.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have a 2 minute run that's awesome, and then you've got another 2 minute run that's awesome, and then you stick them together. So not worry about stringing it all together in one beautiful tape.
Yeah. But that'll be eventually. For right now, it's actually, I'll tell you guys a secret about how I do webinars. Okay. Is I use the app that comes with my Mac called Stickies. And yeah, it's these little, it looks like sticky notes.
Electronic.
You got it. And I actually have one up right now for our call. And it's essentially like my talking points, the things that I want to get through. But I will just kind of dart to it. It's not something I'm reading. It's just something to remind me of, oh, right, I wanted to say this. Oh, right, I wanted to say that. And that's what I use for my webinars. And I just like very secretively scroll through and I leave it so that it's it floats on top of all other windows. So that it, and it's right underneath where the camera is.
And it's called Stickies?
Stickies, yeah.
And you just download it? Okay.
Well, I think mine came with my Mac. I'm not sure if it's available out there.
Do you have a Mac, Katie?
Yeah, I do, but, you know, obviously I don't know all the... Yeah, maybe I do have Stickies.
You might have it.
I just never thought of using it for that, and I don't use it.
All of my notes are in Stickies. They're actually, like, books right now. It's crazy. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Really? I put all my notes in notes.
Sticky books.
Yes. Okay. But Stickies is great if you're doing webinars or anything like Q&A like this and you're talking. Like normally, because you guys are in Skype, I'm now looking at your faces, so I'm not looking right into the camera lens. Right. But normally for webinars, I am looking straight into the camera lens. And then I, you know, ah, ha, ha, or I take a sip of something and then I'm like, oh, yeah, I wanted to say that. La, 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 la. You know? So I just incorporate it into the conversation. Because if you think about a conversation, and you may want to start paying attention when you're talking to people. Because most of the time, people don't stare at you all the time while they're talking to you. And you don't stare at them all the time while you're listening. Usually, listeners often have the gaze right to the person's eyes. Talkers usually look at things because you're recalling memories, you're thinking about stuff. So you can use how you would naturally behave in a conversation to look at your stickies. You know, you naturally take pauses and you don't stare people down unless you're a psycho, right? You're not like, I will take over your soul, la, 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 you know? We don't stare people down. Well, my dog stares me. Like, he'll stare me down. If he has to go pee, he's just like, look. And he's just staring like, let me out. But other than that, you know, our eyes tend to naturally in a conversation. Like, I just looked over here and it was just something that happened, you know? So you can use, and that'll come with more practice the more you get on camera and, you know, that so it's not so awkward where you're, like, talking and you're like, sticky note, sticky note, sticky note. You can just be talking and glance over your sticky note. Oh, yeah, cool, yeah, and keep going, right? Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Yep, makes sense.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Thank now, you. As far as glasses are concerned, I know that there are anti-glare things out there. I don't know if there's any kind of spray or anything like that, but I know there's anti-glare glasses. So if it's a huge problem, you know, it's something for you to consider for down the road. But there are, you know, glasses designed, like if you see on in films or on, you know, newscasters or something, if they're wearing glasses and you're not seeing that reflection of the light, it's because they have something called anti-glare.
Okay.
But that's
for the future.
Yeah, that'll be for down the road. For now,
maybe
I'd say
I'm just...
Yeah, you could go without your glasses. You're like, oh, I'm blind.
Let me look at my sticky nose.
This is my sticky nose. This is really natural nose in the camera lens.
Giant blunt nose.
But another way to deal with it is just like it's about positioning where the light source is coming based and where your eyes are looking. So like right now I can see you and I can see a glare from the computer, but if you were to like tilt your head down slightly, like I probably wouldn't see it as much, you know, or if you
really?
Turn to yeah. Okay.
No,
like your head, not the computer, but your actual head. See right there I can't see it. So
don't
it's
move.
About don't move, darling.
Talking.
But there are ways, like for example, if I'm holding I've got this coffee this tea in my hand. I could be favoring this side a little bit because I've got this tea in my hand. You know, there are tricks you can do to physically make sure that you're favoring that side. You could have your notebook over here or a phone or something that is keeping you so that you're facing a little bit to that side. And you can talk to people like that, but you've got this focal point that's over here. So you don't necessarily go head on. Make sense? And so it doesn't feel awkward. Because if you're just standing there and you're like, la, 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 you're like, almost profile and there's no reason for you to be, it's kind of awkward. But if you have a reason to be over on the other side, yeah. It's all tricks. Okay. It's all tricks of the trade. Cool. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. And we will be dealing with how to make you, you know, with using available, like, natural light, using studio lights, making the most of the, you know, wherever, if you're out somewhere, like, how to know what to look for will come down the road. But for right now, like, it's just, like, volume, pressing the record button, and putting really imperfect videos in the group. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
Right, no problem. Once I get, like, a day off, part of a day off.
I hear you. And Ian, Mr. Ian, our dude. You're our dude.
The testosterone.
Woohoo, in the house. So you are the winner of posting the first video mission in the group, because people have been very shy. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
I feel honored to get my winner medal.
So what questions have been rolling through your mind?
Actually, I'm okay at the moment. My challenges kind of revolve around being able to stare directly into the lens and focusing there more often than wherever else I decide to move my eyes.
Yeah.
Because I think I end up following, like, today I noticed that I follow, like, I look at myself in the image, not the screen.
Yeah.
Or, like, not the lens.
Yeah.
So again, I put it as close to the as close to the camera lens as I could, so that I wouldn't stray as far. Mm-hmm. But I find I end up, I'm very conscious of where I'm looking all the time.
Yeah. So I'll give you guys a hot tip. It's a hot tip. So actually, one thing that is probably one of the number one things that people do when they're making videos is they do look at themselves, because, you know, they're using their phones or whatever, and it's so, like, it's this bright, shiny image of you, and we're, like, drawn to bright, shiny images, and we're like, hey, how you doing? But, you know, it does look like you're talking to yourself, and it feels weird for a viewer, right, when you're just, like, you know, you're staring off. It's that thing, you know, like, when I said it's awkward to be, like, staring nonstop into the camera without, like, blinking, and, you know, it's a little stalkery. When you're just like, hey, how you doing? And you're looking at yourself. Hey there, special person out in the world. How are you? And it's just, it's like, it just feels like they're more interested in themselves than they are in you as a viewer. So you can tell when people are looking at themselves. So, yeah, important hot tip is you can cover your face. Cover your face. So if you're using your phone, what's that, Katie?
Then you really won't know what you're doing or if you're in the right place.
Maybe that's I'm better off that way.
Yeah. Because you know what, as you get through the process of this training, like, you're going to be happy you're not talking to yourself, because you're going to find who you're talking to. And that makes all the difference in the world. Okay. But that is deeper work that we're doing later.
I like that.
Yeah. So like, if
I... Don't be so preoccupied with myself.
Yeah, don't be so preoccupied. No, but a good way to do it, like, if you're using your phone is, like, again, the sticky notes are, like, it's like the duct tape of videos. It's like sticky notes on everything. But just cover, if you're using your webcam or your phone or whatever, and you're prone to looking at yourself, you know, you can start... If you're comfortable with starting to cover, because I know sometimes it can be, like, a bit of a... like Linus's blanket, like a safety blanket for you. It could be like, okay, I have something. I can look at myself. That's okay. I will totally accept that for right now. Okay. So if that gives you, like, warm fuzzies to be able to see yourself and, like, check in and go, I'm actually doing this. That's totally cool too. But if you are, like, you know, ready to kind of go, okay, I need to graduate from this, sticky notes, just cover yourself. And Katie, you had asked before about where to look, I believe. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
The lens of the camera is where you want to look. So on your computer, if you're using your, like, a webcam, there'll be a tiny little circle, tiny little thing at the top. That's where you look. So that's the lens. On your phone, generally speaking, I mean, they're all kind of a little bit different, but one way to make sure that you are looking, into the lens is do a test. So have the camera on, do it as, like, in selfie mode or however you're shooting, and use your finger and just kind of, like, go around the phone and find where, when all of a sudden it covers the lens, that's where you need to look. Okay. But generally speaking, it'll be a tiny little hole in your camera or in your phone. You there got they it. Are. There you go, Katie. You just covered
right
it.
Right there. You see that spot?
Yeah. Exactly. So it's like if I'm talking with my sister, because she's an entrepreneur and we're accountability partners, so every Friday we talk to each other. If we want to do high fives at each other, I don't actually high five her image. I high five the camera lens so that it's like the hand is, it looks like I'm giving her a high five, because otherwise it looks like I'm just, I don't know, touching her boobs or something. Like, it's really weird. Then it just gets weird.
The question there, though, is that let's say I'm interviewing somebody.
Yeah.
And if I'm looking, I want to look at them like I'm looking at you right now, mm-hmm. because you're kind of, we're relating, or when I hear another person talk, I'll talk to them. Yeah. So how can you kind of keep your eye on the person you're talking with if you're doing an interview or a group thing and the other one?
Great question. So what I generally do for any kind of interview situation, like right now, I'm looking at you guys. I'm not, like I said earlier, I'm not looking at the lens. If I wasn't talking to somebody else, I'd be looking directly at the lens. But when I'm talking to people, I like to see their faces. So what I do is wherever their image is on my computer, I will put it as close up to the camera lens as possible. So right now, because Skype is a little funky, you guys are maybe about maybe about 3 inches below the camera lens right now. But for interviews like this type of stuff, I always look at the people, because otherwise you're not seeing their facial expressions.
You can move the person you want to talk to up.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I've got Katie at the top, so I'm looking more at you. I'm looking at 2 inches above your head.
Yeah.
If I don't want to talk to you, I can put Michelle up there and I can talk to her head.
Yeah. So
you can play with it.
Yeah, so you can move it so that you just get their faces as close to the camera lens as possible, and that means upwards. Okay. Make sense?
Okay.
Yeah. But if it's like a Skype interview or any of these Google Hangouts or anything, I do tend to look at the person. I just find I use the lens as a way to talk to the audience. Mm, so if I'm talking to the person, conversation, and I'm looking at their image, then all of a sudden it switches and this is now about, hey guys, so if you want to sign up for blah, blah, blah and XYZ, now I look straight into the lens. Then I'm talking to the audience.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because then they feel like I'm looking at them. Make sense?
Right, makes sense.
Cool.
Thank you.
No problem. Ian.
Yes. I'll put you back on top.
Okay, good. did you have any more questions at this time? Are you roaring and ready to dive in? I see some hesitation.
It's not real hesitation, because I am doing it, but it's trying to balance my time and schedule towards other projects that make me money.
Yes. You mean directly right now make you money.
Yes.
Got it.
So, and you know what? I got a little hung up today on the first video, because I was trying to have some fun with myself too. So doing the outtakes and stuff like that's what I would want my ultimate videos to end up looking like anyways, is me making fun of myself at some point, because that's how I am.
Yeah.
But it did take a lot more time than it would have if I just did the 1 minute take and then posted. So
yes.
I'm actually I'm happy that you tore me down.
Well, it's, you know what? No, because I understand exactly what it is, because I can complicate things sometimes too when I'm trying to complicate things. So, you know, and also there's a thing around putting your best foot forward. It can be really hard to put something out that is just in its form, just as it is. You as you are, without the bells and whistles. It can be really, really hard. But, you know, for our sakes right now, like, I've essentially peeled away all the bells and whistles, and it's just you and your camera.
Yeah, and because I have a little bit of experience doing some stuff, I was like, let's have some fun with it. Let's do it anyways. Yeah. I know I'm going to get cut up for it, but that's okay. I'm going to do it anyways
because
that's me.
It's not.
I like playing outside the rules. So I did it anyways.
Good.
And for me, it gave me a chance to just kind of let loose a little bit, because even though I've done a few videos, I still like, it's 60 seconds. It's not that hard. Just do 60 seconds. I'm like, take one. Okay, I'm going to make fun of myself now. Take two. So yeah, I got a chance to play a little bit at the same time.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm glad you did.
But I almost didn't post it. I almost stripped it all back and said, okay, here's my 60 second, and just put it up. But I didn't want, I wanted to tell other people that I was shrinking myself if I did that.
Yeah.
So other people might feel something similar, and that's why I did it. Plus the outtakes, I think other people can relate to whatever, screwing up, going too long, rambling, absolutely, talking about something that doesn't even matter, whatever. So
absolutely. Like,
it's all going.
Absolutely. And you know what? It was great. And I am really, really glad that you did it because this group is not about, what did you say? Oh, the shrinkage, right? And you know the shrinkage. I just started thinking about the
shrinks,
Seinfeld.
Right? You know what shrinks?
What's that shrinkage? but yeah, my brain went to the Seinfeld episode as soon as you mentioned
exactly
that. I'm like, oh no,
exactly,
no, right, get that out of my head. But I'm really glad you posted it in its form because, number one, it showed me you've got some skills, you've got some chops. Number two, it showed me some of your personality and that you want to have fun, you want to play. And it showed me what we can start bringing into your videos. Right? Yeah.
Good.
So I'm very, like, I always, for me, I just am cheering for non-shrinkage. So expansion is what this group is about.
It's all about growth.
Yes, it's all about growth. We wanted to, like, but it's true. I do want you guys to feel free to express yourselves and to do your thing. But I also want to make sure you make it easy for yourself to do so. You know,
yeah,
like
sure.
I could see you going like every single video now. Oh my gosh, I got to make it like better than the last one and getting into competition with yourself and spending more and more time on it. And I know time is short for you right now. So, you know, that for me, that was the only reason where I really want you to just focus on just you and that camera and toss that editing and all the things that can make it more interesting.
You know what is interesting about this for me? I did a workshop a few years ago where I had to recreate a part of the workshop and teach it to other people.
Mm.
And I ended up catching myself making, like, how can I make this fun for the people who are rating it? And like, can I kind of tease the people who are teaching it at the same time?
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun, but I realized I lost myself in getting across the points that I needed to because I was too busy trying to make a joke, have fun with it. So you can lose it by trying to do too much at the same time.
Sure.
So keeping it simple, sticking to the plan or the instructions
might
not be a bad thing at the beginning and then add some bells and whistles afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm totally cool with that.
Yeah. Because I'll tell you what too, it's that thing of, you know, like, and I'm so guilty of this in business. It's a shiny object syndrome.
I don't know what you said that all got jumped.
Oh, you didn't hear? You didn't hear me just now? It's all funky? Okay. I was just saying that the shiny object syndrome and can hit anybody in my business too. Like, I can get distracted by so many things that are like, oh, well, I should do this and I can do that. And look, I can do this. And, you know, like, I had to work on my website for such a long time to get it where I wanted it to be. And then, you know, I hear, oh, you shouldn't even worry about your website. You should be worrying about the things that are important to growing your business. Oh, great. So it's a similar type of thing with getting started with videos, you know? It's focusing on, like, right now, what is the thing? And right now it's just being able to breathe, to be able to be yourself. Like, you clear, like, Ian, for you, I'd say, based on what our conversation today and what I've seen in the video so far, is you are a thinker. You do, I think there's a strategic mind that's at play. And so it's like, okay, how can I do, like, the big picture thing right now? And, you know, here's where I want it to be. And for right now, I want you to be where you actually are. Yeah, make sense?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because you clearly have a comedian, inner comedian that wants to get out. You know, I think humor will be an important part of you. And I know you've said you're scared of being boring in your videos or you're worried about it. You know, and to bring more of your humor and all that stuff as we move along in an organic way is going to come off really authentically and really beautifully. You know, but one step at a time. You don't have to make us laugh right now. All you have to do is do you. All you have to do is do you. So if you're making a video and you feel pressure, you're like, oh, I got to make them laugh. You don't need to make us laugh.
Oh, no, and that wasn't my goal. But there's always an element of playfulness that if I don't bring, it's not, I don't feel like it's me anyway. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Cool.
So, but if you're not feeling playful, don't feel you have to suddenly put it on for us. Okay. Like if you're having a day, you're like, I'm actually way more scared than I feel playful. Let us see you feeling scared. Okay. I know, scary. Scary shit. Yeah.
I'm okay being vulnerable, but I don't always put on the happy mask. It's okay.
I hear you.
Sorry, I have to ask this question. Yeah. Katie, do I know you from somewhere else?
I don't know. Where do you live?
I'm in Ottawa, but that's not actually what I mean. Did you take a course with George Cao?
Yes, I did. Oh, you. Yeah.
So
oh,
we are friends from 10 years ago, not just friends from
holy shit. 5 minutes ago.
What's your last name? It's Ian
White.
White. Oh, wow. Okay.
Love it.
So I'm going to be your Facebook friend. So, well, anyway, I'm going to
We're
check
Facebook out. Buddies from way back, but I know we've never seen each other live. So, anyways.
The power of video. I love it.
The 6 pixels of separation, isn't it?
Yeah, 6 pixels.
6 pixels.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Sarah, Michelle, and I were talking about how you guys are connected. And then that name is way too familiar.
Yeah.
She's been involved somewhere in my circle. So anyways,
yeah.
And the circle of internet marketing.
Yeah. And Ian, I'll say this. I know the Michelle and Sarah Michelle thing comes up. Don't worry about it. Most people who meet me online first, who see my name first, call me Michelle for some reason. People who know me from person, call me Sarah.
What's your preference? Okay, thank you.
I will answer to anything. because I've learned with my internet, my online friends is again, I think Michelle, because it's so much longer. They just read Michelle first. It's just a visual thing. So I will answer to Michelle. My friends call me Sarah. You can call me SMB. I'll answer to Sarah Michelle. Soho Sarah is like my alter ego name. So you call me whatever you want. I will answer.
Okay. Whatever your preference is, for whatever reason, it's popping up first, and I don't know why.
Yeah,
so.
It's all good. I will answer, and I will not be offended. Okay. So don't worry.
Good question.
Yeah. So we have about, let me see, we have about 9 minutes left on the call, guys. Is there anything pressing? How can I help you to press record this week? Or if you have any other question that, or you need like a kick in the butt, like I'm here. So speak up.
Ian, other than I met you this, like I've met you online, I didn't really hear an intro about you.
No, because I didn't even think I was going to be on the call tonight. I got a couple of minutes away from the kids, and I'm like, okay, I can do this. I can go.
Sandra, you've been awfully quiet. Your pixel joke was hilarious, but do you have any more questions as you head into your second round, or...
I'm actually being quiet. You know me, I'm a talker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping the extroversion in tune.
No, you don't have to. You don't have to check it. Speak up. I know you're second round, but you have a place just as everybody else does. So, if you have any concerns,
yeah. So I'll do my intro. What I'll probably do is probably do mine live because outside because. It was winter here last time, and I want to get used to my biggest fear is actually not doing this. It's actually going outside where people can potentially see me.
Okay.
So I will do mine outside, and it's a fine day.
Yeah.
And so I will do that this afternoon and get on with it. And okay. Just do my first module. I'll do everything that everybody else is doing so that it just sort of seems natural and it's actually good practice. So I'll do that.
Beautiful. And I'll say this, doing any kind of video publicly always feels awkward. So you're not alone. I mean, I think some people like our lovely Generation Y and millennials and all that. I mean, they were born with a phone in their hands and so they don't really care. Like they're just like wherever and they'll do it. But, you know, I do find it awkward still. Like, I did a live video from after a screening of a documentary of mine. I was walking down the street, and I just really needed to do something, you know, because you're like, you got to create your own press. So I was like, I'm going to, you know, just talk about the screening. So I'm walking down the street, the phone's out in front of me, and I'm like, hey, this is Sarah Michelle Brown reporting from blah, 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 downtown Toronto. Yada. And I felt like such a wiener. But as long as you don't show how wienery you feel, then you're all good. So for you, I would say, like, actually through the challenge, this is a challenge for you, is to get public. And not just go outside, you know, by the ocean, but go outside, walk down the street with your camera.
Stand outside. Oh, that'll be interesting for you.
Go embrace
your inner wiener.
Yeah, embrace your inner wiener. You will feel like a dork, right? You will feel like a complete dork doing it. And you may never get through that.
I do realize I live on a hill, Sarah.
What's that? You live where? What?
I live on, as the Japanese exchange students would say, I live up the mountain.
Up the mountain. Okay. Nice. Sounds
this good. Is Wellington. It's a hilly city, so it could be interesting.
Love it. Love it. I can't wait to see. But challenge yourself. I'd say, like, kind of throw yourself. You know how I dove off the plane or jumped out of the plane and all that stuff? I think that's, like, very appropriate for you right now, is jump off the hill and go around people. Like, do your videos where you will feel awkward.
Yes.
Okay. I know. Challenge. But it is one of those things that you'll find out how it feels. And you'll be like, oh, okay, I feel like a wiener. But do it anyhow. You know, like, for me, putting that video, that Facebook Live video of me after the screening was great. I got a lot of people just cheering, you know, aware that I had a film that was, you know, just screened at a festival. And they loved seeing my excitement. And that's what it's really about. You know, like, the wienerness that I felt wasn't as important as, like, you know, sharing this wonderful moment. Okay? So, yeah, embrace your inner wiener.
And that's what I need to do, because that's our plan, is for me to show where the art was from. Sorry, our Skype thing, and we get a bit of, in this part of the world, Skype breaks up a bit.
Okay.
Because of the lag. So yes. I apologize if I talk over anybody. It's just the lag.
No, you're good. You're good.
You haven't.
Yeah. You've been great. But that's the challenge I put for you, and you actually were the impetus of the challenge. So, but that, I think, will be a good challenge for you, is really just put yourself in some funky situations and just, you know, just do it. Rip off the video Band-Aid and try it. And yeah, and again, like, you may never stop feeling like a wiener when you do it, because I certainly know I don't stop feeling like, I always feel like a wiener when, unless I'm with people. Like, I also did another video around that documentary where I was with the other filmmakers and we were celebrating the screening and we're at this restaurant and I'm like, hey, and I was talking to everybody and it didn't look so dorky. But, you know, when you're just, like, on the street by yourself and there's no film crew with you, it's just you and your camera, it can feel kind of dorky. Very dorky. So do it.
I suspect it will.
Awesome.
But I'm up for the challenge.
Okay, good. And we'll cheer you on when you post it. So, yeah, have fun. And embrace your inner wiener, as they say.
As they say. Is this a saying? I thought it was fine. But
post that on Facebook.
Yeah.
Embrace your inner wiener.
Oh my gosh, hashtag. So, Katie, we have about...
It's not going to go viral.
Yeah, no, it's not going to go... Katie, is there anything else that in our last few minutes here that I can help you with as far as getting you to start pressing record? And I mean, hey, again, you're diving in today, so
right.
But is there any
hours ago?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't really feel like there's a big problem in getting it done right now. I just will find some time on the weekend and just dive right in. I do have time.
Okay.
Perfect. I'm looking forward to just, actually, I haven't even got to the, you know, the place where I know all our assignments, so I have to print up things and just look up and, you know, organize everything, so I'm able to do things, and I'm able to beat you, Ian.
Woo! That sounds like a challenge for module two.
It sounds like it, for sure. Katie, actually, if you want a little intro on me, I actually posted one. I'm wearing a green shirt. A little further down in that group, I got some brownie bonus points and just decided to do an introduction video of myself. So, you can check it out there. my field and my niche has changed quite a bit in the last 10 years, but yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, you may remember me or not. I have no idea.
Your name sounds definitely familiar. I didn't recognize your face, though, because I guess we haven't seen each
other. I used to have spiky hair, too, so maybe that's throwing you off.
Show me the... Were you in the TON? That was his part of
yes.
his community?
I was one of his community mentors, so I actually had hosted my own calls to support new people coming through and stuff, too.
You're kidding. How did I know? I should know you much better.
Well, apparently we never had a one-to-one. Anyways, that's okay.
So...
We can chat offline.
Anyway, yeah, you guys can chat
Sorry
offline.
Sorry to
Anyway,
tell you guys. what I do want to toss in here is, Ian, you're the only person who has expressed interest in having an accountability partner so far. So Sandra and Katie, I don't know if you guys are looking for accountability partners for this run. And Ian, I will say this, is it hasn't been a massive hit so far. So even in the first run, there may have been one partnering of accountability partners. So people, I think it could be because of we all have like accountability partners from 40 different courses already. So maybe we're just like people are just not wanting it. But Sandra and Katie, because you guys are here and for everyone who listens in, Ian is available. He's open. What's that, Katie?
I'm happy to do it if there's not too much competition here. Yeah.
I want to see if there's a war between my two images here. If there's Katie and Sandra want a piece of the action.
Yeah, well, the thing is that I'm in a weird time zone for everybody.
I completely agree. Actually,
that's why I never volunteer, even though I have had a really successful accountability partner. And my accountability partners are never in New Zealand ever.
Mm. Well, are you looking for someone, Sandra?
Look, I can do it. It's
You're
just
open?
The time zones are the key thing. So if anybody wants to work in with the New Zealand time zone, which I'm a day ahead. And there's a good overlap normally between New Zealand and the US, and I haven't looked at in Canada because you and I have done it before, so I can do it. But it's just if people want to do it, it just makes it a bit tricky.
So
but,
what time is it there, Sandra?
You pardon?
What time is it where you are right now?
It is 1:16 p.m. on Friday.
1:16 p.m. Okay. Friday.
Yeah, it's we're down here.
Okay.
Thank God it's Friday there.
Yeah.
So can I tag Katie? Can I tag you and Sandra? Can I tag you in the accountability post, and then maybe the three of you guys can chat? You could have a three-way kind of accountability partner thing happening, Ian. Now that we have a dude in the course, I gotta watch what I say. Oh goodness!
I should have turned off my video.
Sorry, dude. Oh my gosh! But I'll tag you guys in the post. I've already tagged Ian in it. And let's see if we can have a trio. Possibly.
There's the word you should have used all
the word. Yeah, but see, here's the thing, right? You know,
happy accidents.
Like the thing around doing the live sessions, live videos, Facebook Live, you will say things that are inappropriate. You will say things that you were like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. It happens, but it also shows more of who you are, you know, because that is how I talk in real life, you know, and I would probably edit that out. Maybe it really depends. Sometimes I would, sometimes I wouldn't. Like if it was had to be a really professional feeling, I would probably do another take on that. But if it's just like more relaxed and stuff, I would let that come through, you know. But happy accidents, you know. All of a sudden, we're talking about three ways in a group coaching call. So it happens.
It's all about the definition.
All about the definition.
So,
is now the time to admit that last time around, every single minute was actually I did 10 takes.
Admit it. Yay. That's awesome. And here's the thing, Sandra, around the takes is, you know, people, I think they get caught up on the number thing and they go, oh my gosh, I did 47 takes for a 10-second video. I suck. Here's how I look at it is every single take you do helps you get better. Period. I can speak from experience. Even if you're getting worse in the take itself, and even if your takes are getting worse, you know, if your mind is doing a trip on you and you're like, having a harder and harder time in your videos, you're getting better. Because it's blocks and stuff and mindset stuff that you have to work through. And the only way you can work through it is by doing it.
Okay. It wasn't so much that as that I talked too much.
Oh, no.
And I couldn't get it into a minute.
I love
and
that. That's even better.
Done. And I didn't have any editing software because my editing software was all shizpooch. That's my new word.
Yeah.
So,
Hashtag shizpooch.
Shizpooch.
Pooch.
Is my word for stuffed.
I see.
So, and it was, they were getting longer, and then I'd kind of get it in, and then it'd get longer.
Well, I'll say this about the long takes is, it is good, even there, for you to be doing the 10 takes, because I think brevity is a good skill to learn with videos, because people can tend to go off, and videos, it's different than being in person, in that the attention span is shorter. So if you're talking and then all of a sudden, you know, it's a 1 minute video goes to 5 minutes, you may have lost people already because you've started incorporating things that were unnecessary to say your message. Because
saying
all these,
more with less, yeah.
Saying more with less, yeah. So this is a good practice for you as well, Sandra, so that your hour long webinars don't turn into 5 hour webinars, right?
Oh, you just hit the nail on the head, because brevity is my key problem. Mm-hmm. Like my husband says that a paragraph is not a sentence, Sandra.
I've heard that said
fair enough,
to me too.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get
not, but you quite know, in the same words.
Yeah. You know what I will say though, Sandra, is I'd say let your rambling flag fly on a couple of your videos. So if you have some that are the 20-minute, 1-minute videos, go ahead and post it. Give a warning. Okay, give a warning
you
and let us know.
You should have suggested that.
Give it a try, because I want to see what you're doing. I want to see what you're doing in your extended takes, okay? This is like, you know, there's like the regular release of a film, and then like say Lord of the Rings, they put their you know, regular release, and then they have the director's cut that's like five times as long. Yeah. So yeah. Let us see your extended director's cut and put it in. Because I do want to see what's happening, okay? Because it could be like 5 minutes of gold. And if it's 5 minutes of gold, I don't want you to edit that.
Okay. Okay.
You know, I don't want you all to turn that. If it's 1 minute of gold and 5 minutes of going off topic, then it's appropriate. Okay?
Okay, I'll do it.
Okay. All right, guys. We are 7 minutes over, but are there any remaining outstanding questions? No? All right, I'm going to go and tag you guys right now in the accountability thread. And for everybody who's listening to this after the fact, dive in. That's all I got to say to you. Is I know
this is
you're
being
scared.
Recorded? Oh, I want to take the winner take it back.
The winner take it all back.
That's gold.
It's all going in, Ian. dive in, guys. I know it's scary. Like, this is where we all start. This is where I started. And actually, let me share some of my scary stories. Goodness, what all can I say? There's so many scary stories. But mine were all public because all my fear got worked out on film sets. I'll tell you guys. So I have told one story about going to the first ever screening of the first ever film that I was in and being completely petrified. Like, that's on my about page on my website. But because I knew I hadn't done a great job going in, I felt really worried, and I was fresh out of theater school, and I thought I could be on camera, I thought I could do this, I'm like, woohoo! And then I got on a set, and the cameras, you know, started rolling, and the director called action, and I completely froze. Like, it actually took me a really long time to be able to talk freely about it, because, you know, you don't want to admit that you did something, that you screwed up on something that was important, you know? Like, it was a student film, but it was a really well-acclaimed school, and it was their final thing that was going to be seen by a large community of film industry professionals. It was a big opportunity for the directors. And I went in, and I did a great audition. I wanted that role. I did a great audition. And then I got in on the set, and I got really scared. And I started to shrink myself. You know, like, these things that I talk about, it's because I've been there. I've worked through, you know, the fear. And, but for me, it was a very public way to do it. And it was, I think, like a 6-day shoot. And it just kept getting worse for me internally every day because I was being very hard on myself. And and then, you know, got to see the result of that in a darkened theater with hundreds of industry people there, and there I was sucking, and it was, I was the lead in the film, and it was just awful. And, but, you know, I think so much of it comes from that mindset. It comes from, like, that fear. And the only way to push through it is to keep doing it. I say the only way through it is to do it. You know, I could have quit that day with the humiliation and the embarrassment I felt. I could have quit that day. My agent was there, you know, casting directors, producers, other directors were there. I could have, and I was literally, like, I'm sitting in this theater and I wanted to hide under the seat. I didn't want to go to the after party. I didn't want people to lie to me and go, oh, you did great. It was so lovely. And I knew they were lying. Like, though I sucked so bad. But I kept at it. And I learned how to change that mindset of feeling like I just suck at this and I can't do this, and letting that get the better of me, you know, or stopping me in my tracks, stopping me from posting, you know, putting myself out there. You know, there's a better way. And as you guys start posting in the group, you'll start to experience that better way. As you start cheering each other on in the group, you'll start to experience that better way. Because it feels so good when other people are cheering you on. When you post something and you're like, this is awful. This is awful. What's different about putting awful in our group and me being awful up on that screen is, here it's supportive. Here it's a process. Here we understand that. Like, mine was a final result. This is a process. So this is a safe place. And it feels so good when people come on and they actually start telling you the great things about you and what you're doing in video. And they're being honest. It's kind of wonderful. You know? And then you start to believe it. Okay? So press record. Do the exercises. Do it. Do it. Do it. Because if you just sit there thinking about it and you're staring at your camera longingly, you're like, oh, it would be so nice if I could just press record, but I'm going to go take a shower instead. you won't get better at this. Okay? And even, like, the biggest wallflowers, like, I naturally am a reserved person and a natural wallflower. Again, I say I would rather be out in the woods somewhere, like, writing by myself. Like, I travel by myself all the time. I don't generally travel with people. I'm a kind of, you know, an independent person, and I like my me time. But again, you know, you all have signed up for this. You're here because you have a reason that is likely much stronger than your fear. We just have to tap into it. Okay? Make sense? Yeah? Okay, so post, do the work, press record, and cheer each other on, all right?
Okay.
All right, beauties. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you guys in the group.
Take care.
Okay. Bye.
See you.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.